Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jerry Simpleman's here. Jerry's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 9 years. He's a CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround, which is a small business restructuring company. He's been helping people turn their business around, save their businesses in many cases, and give them a new lease on life. And boy, the stories he tells us. He's here to do some of that. Jerry, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. You know, you just had the stories. I can give you numbers and I can show you success. And it's when you're a small business owner, you're a human being. It really is. It's not, you can't think of a small business as a big company. There's virtually zero comparison.
There's none.
Blasingame's
second law of small business states, a small business is not a little big business.
Exactly. You know, when I explain what I do, and especially the name of our company, Corporate Turnaround, people think I'm helping large companies. But all of our clients are small. They're mom and pop. So today I wanted to discuss, you know, some of the stories that we hear rather than the numbers. The numbers we can always talk about. But let me just read this quick thing to you. This is from one of my clients. Work had slowed to a pace that I can no longer afford my employees. I spent the next few months trying, to run my business again, which I hadn't done in years. It depressed me. My wife, this is killer. My wife was pregnant with our second child during all this. Genetic testing results confirmed my son was going to be born with a fatal genetic disorder.
No.
Life expectancy is 2 years. Now, here's the line that I get emotional. Contemplating the burial of our child before he was even born was devastating and cannot ever be put into words. Mm. So, you know, now here's one of my clients, and he had 14 credit cards and a vendor, and he had $384,000 in debt. Now, those are numbers. You see how you can just look at numbers, and creditors never look at the story.
Right.
They don't care. Where's my money? Collectors say, where's my money? I want it all, and I want it now. I don't care about anything else in life. But what we do is humanize the process of getting out of debt, because we'll take this letter. It's exactly what we do. We take this letter and use it as leverage. And a lot of times, it really works, because at the end of the day, no matter what collector is on the other end of the phone and how tough and intimidating they may sound, at the end of the day, most of them are human beings.
And well, especially
something
when,
like this will when, really when, be
you
effective.
Get, when you get their attention to the point where they're saying, okay, we can either have part of something or all of nothing.
Well, you know, in a logical world, that's the way people think. But that's not always the case. So if you're dealing with you or I, Jim, on the phone, and someone owes us money, you have a heart. You think logically, yes, something is better than nothing. That's why people use collection agencies, because something is better than nothing. Because as soon as you give something to a collection agency, you've lost 25% to 30%.
Automatic. Moment one, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, these are the kind of people that are really coming into our program. Here's another quick story. With paying her same help for 9 months, she had remaining of her life. This is a woman that was taking care of her mother. So here we're running a small business, a husband and wife. They had been in business for years, and then their mother comes down with stage 4 cancer, brings her mother into her home, must take care of her at the same time. And at the same time, the FDIC seized their bank. When they seized their bank, they froze their
fund. How do you negotiate with the IRS? Or the FDIC.
Hey, you know, the commercials, a lot of commercials on TV now where they talk about IRS debt and say the IRS is the toughest collection agency in the world. I'm going to give your people a little hint here. They're not. The IRS works with people better than most predators.
They can. No, they actually have programs. They have workout programs.
Yes, exactly. And that's what those other
companies
do.
They're not. You don't. You don't want to get involved with them if you don't have to. But if you need to, it's not a bad way to go.
Right.
But you know, one of the things that I was telling the audience before you got here was that when you talk about people who have had near impossible odds and they wind up keeping their doors open, you're talking to somebody like that.
Yes.
I mean, I was up against it. I was technically bankrupt, and I refused to take it. And you know what? Ever since then, when my banker knew I could take bankruptcy and I didn't, after that, their whole attitude about me changed, and we've been in love ever since.
Well, because you made a good, honest effort. Like, people that come into my program, they're not trying to avoid their debt.
Right.
Just the opposite is true.
But do you think some people have a hard time imagining that? See, what I knew, having grown up in a blue-collar family, I knew that day after day, work after work, prudent decisions after prudent decisions, you can get out of this. And once you start turning the corner, the good stuff starts compounding, just like the bad stuff did when it went the other way.
That's right.
See, that's what people don't realize is that in, yes, it might take 5 years, but guess what? Look at how you're going to feel about yourself after that.
Yeah.
And anyway, I just it's not for everybody, but it was for me, and I wouldn't take anything for having made that decision.
Well, 5 years in business isn't like 5 years and growing up. You know, a business, the idea is to keep your business around.
Right.
And that's why we're here, to keep their business around. Now, it takes, you know, depending on how much they can afford and how bad things are, it does take years to get out of debt. It could be, you know, as soon as a year and a half, and as much as five. We've even had clients paying hardly anything and get them out of debt in 8 to 10 years. I just saw one the other day. It kind of cracks me up when I see that they've been in our program for like 101 months. And I'm like, this is not part of my family already. So, you know, they've been there for 8 years, but they're paying so little, some of these people. They're paying, well, first of all, let me just tell you that the average interest rate that our clients are paying, I just got this number yesterday, the average interest rate is, are you sitting down, people? 3.79% per month.
Now that's per month. That's when they get to you, they're paying that much per month, folks.
Well, I wish I was getting that from them.
Yeah, I know.
That's about 50% interest a year.
That's what I'm saying.
Average.
That's before you get a hold of them. Hold on to that thought, Jerry. We'll take a quick break. CorporateTurnaround.com is the website. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.